It's gorgeous.
If you smell what the podcast is cooking. The pod says, yo, what's going
on,
everybody?
Know your bros, your jabronis out there.
Know your role and subscribe and like. So anyway, yo, it's Matt Mania, man. The whole squad is in the building.
Yes.
It's a fearsome foursome back at DigiLabs.
While you're wearing no horseman shirt.
Oh, that's right.
The lead booker's in the building.
Shout out to Pro Wrestling Crate, where I got this. I got two shirts
Friends
this month.
Friends of the
month.
Show.
That's fly.
Oh, Friends of the show.
What was the other shirt?
Other one is a Heart Foundation shirt.
Oh, that's dope.
Pretty cool with like the skull as a heart shape, so it's like kind of grimy Heart Foundation.
I just got my loot crate in today.
For real?
Yeah.
Anything cool?
I got a Rick and Morty t-shirt.
You gonna put that over?
Dope. Yeah. You should put over loot crate. All right.
Nah,
so,
they gotta pay for that. That's sponsorship.
Nah, that's right. I've seen real podcasts talk. Get sponsored
Hell
by them.
Oh yeah, we need that.
No free promo.
Run that.
I'm going to edit that out.
Because like me, like no. When I plug everything.
We do. We plug.
I know, but everything's a podcast. You be on there. You be like, oh, follow these guys. Love
follow,
these
follow,
guys.
Follow.
That's cool. Just know if it was a match, we will win.
So that just goes to show you sponsors out there. We're taking bookings.
So we're open. We open. This whole space here could be yours. Yo, anyway, we back in the place. It's a Fatal 4-Way where we're going to talk wrestling, music, and whatever happens in real life. So here we are. As always, I'm Mega Ran. To my left, Teak.
Yeah, what up, Teak Hall in the building?
Yeah, and to his left.
What up, what up? It's Brock Knowledge.
Yeah, to his left.
Ooh, yeah, everybody. It's your boy DOX repping the mic tonight. Dig it. Oh, yeah. Freak out, freak out, freak out.
Freak out, freak out.
Like a cup of coffee.
Cream of crap. All right, so here we are. We are back. And dig it. Impressions and everything. It's a lot going on this week in wrestling. A lot, good and bad. So let's get started with something that's not wrestling related. Just to break the ice a little bit.
Break it down.
We are about to put over something good. And I'm going to start. Right now, I heard that Drake dropped a new project, Scary Hours EP. It's just two songs. I guess it does count as an EP.
It's like a maxi single.
It's not a single. So it's more than that. So yeah, joint has two tracks on it. I'm really feeling Diplomatic Immunity.
Yeah.
Yo, murders it with the bars. I like how Drake does this. It's like one song singing, one song rapping his behind off. And he says something like, I got the sauce, that's why these chicks claiming this Prego. I was like, yeah! Drake got bars, yo. Like,
when he wants to. Yeah, when Drake
absolutely.
Wants to rap, Drake
when
can
he
rap.
Wants to rap, or Quentin Miller got bars. Somebody got bars.
He threw some, and he threw some shots at the Everyday Struggle crew.
Yo, did he?
Yeah.
Did I miss
something
that?
About a buttoning career and talking about something about like sitting on couches talking about careers or something.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Ooh, I got to go listen
Joe, to that. Joe.
Man, I'm going to have to say I feel like it was kind of light, man.
It was kind of a light.
No,
they were
I'm
trying
talking
to
about light. The track in general.
Oh, yeah. You didn't feel it?
They were trying to big like they were light trying jabs. To make it a thing on man, I feel the like, Joe Budden podcast, but Joe was
I'm
like,
not saying that is I'm not saying it's Joe's bad. Not I'm just saying it. is it noteworthy or is it just because it's new Drake? Because I feel like
I
since Drake doesn't rap as much,
have you heard it
when he yeah
you I've didn't heard like it, Diplomatic Immunity
and I've listened to it. Hmm. I mean, I'm gonna listen to it. His new music is new Drake is rap.
Like
it's
it.
Not a bad song. What I'm saying is that he doesn't rap so much that when he raps, everybody's like, oh, my God, Drake's rapping. He got bars. And I'm like, nah, some of them bars
I
is
know
like,
good bars when I hear
yeah,
them.
I don't know about that.
I don't just get hyped.
Some bars is elementary
I don't
bars.
Know if I agree with that take, but.
Some, no.
Some,
yeah.
got,
I completely
some bars
disagree.
Is elementary
hot
bars.
Hot take is lukewarm, son.
Oh. Neo X, what
take
you putting
is
over?
He might put our. He might put bars against us in the next one.
Let him. So you be ready, though, right?
Know it.
That's right.
You know it. Neo X, what you putting over, sir?
So, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to put over a project, an organization that's very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
It is called Awesome Games Done Quick. Have y'all ever heard it?
Oh, yeah. I get that.
I have
done.
Not. Tell me about
it. I watch them.
So, Awesome Games Done Quick, what it is, it's a series of charity video game marathons. And what they do is that these events, they feature high-level gameplay by speedrunners. So, y'all have seen speedrunning?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they beat Super Mario Brothers in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So they do that. And a lot of the times what Games Done Quick, they've teamed up with Doctors Without Borders and the Prevent Cancer Foundation. And I was watching Awesome Games Done Quick 2018. It's usually in the beginning of the year. And AGDQ 2018, they nearly raised $2.3 million off for the Prevent Cancer Foundation. How dope is that?
That's
you
awesome,
raised,
man.
$2.3 million playing video
From
games.
Video games?
Yeah.
Man, I wish we had an applause button, but I'm going to give
them.
And so, you know, if y'all can, go to gamesdonequick.com. And I'm sure the Summer Games Done Quick 2018 is in full effect. Mm-hmm. This is actually one convention that I've always wanted to go to. So hopefully when I get back on my feet, I can save some funds and go check that out because it'd be really dope.
True. I'm with it. That's what's up, man. Shout out to Awesome Games Done Quick. Last year they did Final Fantasy VII, and what they do is how they raise money is they take votes.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. And so it was
the
cool.
Highest bidder.
Highest bidder gets to name the characters after themselves or whatever. And someone...
Right,
got Barrett, and they named him
Mega Rant.
And
yeah.
I thought that was dope. So shout out to Awesome Games Done Quick,
yeah.
Raising money for good causes.
The other thing too is we put a follow out to Grand Pooh Bear, and he gave us a follow back. So we appreciate you. So keep speed running, and hopefully we can beat cancer one of these days. So shout out to Grand Pooh Bear, friend of the show.
Yeah, man, fuck cancer.
That's right,
all day.
All right, Teak, what you got?
I thought he was going.
Swerve.
Swerve.
Okay.
Swerve.
Skirt. No, I got something, but it's partial question, though, also.
Okay.
All right.
That, like, how do you guys feel about, how can I say this? Not spending money, but just supporting, like, culture, even though if you don't enjoy it. So it's kind of like how I was talking about,
like,
just or like supporting like movies, like when I was talking about I went to go see Proud Mary. Like it ended up not being that good, but
so
Tiff
you
was like,
good?
Nah, it wasn't.
Man, I heard it wasn't good.
It wasn't that good, but Tiff was like she wanted to go see it and not watch it, you know, Redbox or whatever, because she wanted to be
Taraji.
Able for the funds to go towards, you know, the box office. And she's like that with TV too. She'll be like, oh, this black show is coming on. We have to watch it when it airs, because if you watch the reruns and stuff like that, it doesn't count towards
their ratings,
you know. And if ratings is bad, then it gets cut off. So
yeah, that's a good point. I feel bad about what was that show, the one you put over a while back, Carmichael.
Yeah,
how like I never got the chance to watch that, and next
you watched
thing you
it
know,
on Netflix,
it
right?
was gone, you know. And then I'm like, oh, I can watch it on Netflix. And Netflix watches count in a way. So
yeah,
I mean, they
way.
Get paid for their stuff being on there, and then
like
hopefully
a,
you know, like
a royalty check or some shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then if they want to bring the season back, like they did, I heard they're doing with The Office or some other stuff. Like they'll be producing it, like they did with
like
Arrested Development.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's not playing on TV, but the new season is on.
It still helps them keep their jobs,
Netflix.
You
but
know,
do you
so.
Like? And I was telling my boy who's in here with me right now, I was like, I'll go see Black Panther like 5 times.
Shout out your
even
boy.
If it's
absolutely.
My boy, I don't know what he's going by. What you going by, boy?
Wild Pass.
What up? Friend of the show.
Wild Horse Casino.
So I agree with you. Like I was saying that to Rocky last Monday night at your show. We were talking about Black Panther. I'm like, yo, I'm so ready. I'm gonna see it like 3-4 times that weekend.
I already got my tickets for Thursday night.
I got tickets for Thursday the 15th.
So what if after the first watch it's trash?
No, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm still gonna.
Are you gonna go back?
I said I'm gonna see it 5 times, even if it's bad.
Let's
but that's what I'm
bug.
Talking
that
about. Like, are we gonna?
It's not gonna be.
It's
trash.
Not
no,
gonna
it's
be
not
bad.
Gonna be. But are you gonna? Do you plan on seeing it more than once? You saw
Absolutely.
Star Wars more than once.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen Star Wars more than once.
No,
yet.
He did. He
I
saw
have,
Star Wars
yeah.
like 3 times, right?
Was it two? I think two. Yeah.
Yeah, because you had to go see. The
I wouldn't
second
do
time
a third.
Like, yeah,
but the
does
second,
Black Panther deserve yeah. 3 watches yeah. in a theater?
As of now, to me, yes. I feel like, you know, it's been so long since like for this. This been such a long time coming. Like we need this for the culture. So.
I
mean,
wanted to break records. I wanted to break all the Marvel
yeah, I want
records.
I think it's going to be the biggest one to date until the next one comes out, because one of the next ones is going to blow it out the water.
You know, Luke
yeah.
Cage broke Netflix. I want this to break all Marvel
right,
records.
Right. I would love for that to happen, so I'm going to do my part.
It did set the record for
it
the
set
most
the pre-sale
like, yeah,
record.
Pre-sale
like,
record.
Better than Star Wars.
They
which
said,
is
like,
impressive.
You should take people to go see this. You should, if you got nephews, nieces, kids,
yo,
like,
low key,
you know,
it,
you'd be like,
yo,
hey,
it be kinda,
gotta, come watch
this podcast family.
Oh, yo.
Podcast family.
Good point. I want to shout out. My homies from the Fan Bros podcast, friends of the show.
Yes, sir.
Tatiana and Ben Amin are doing something cool in New York.
Yeah, I saw that also.
They are raising funds to take inner city kids.
I was just that's what I was about to say.
And that's dope. Exactly what we were talking about. So we should do something like that out here.
It'd be
we should
dope.
Be like, yo, Matt Mania sponsors, grab a bunch of kids.
Yeah, like go
and
to
go.
A Boys and Girls Club or something. Yeah. Like, take them to go see. Like,
let's do a GoFundMe. Somebody start the GoFundMe.
Like,
I'm serious.
Literally, it'd be dope to like send kids to go watch that.
We can take some of the kids from the Art Center.
Yeah, yeah. I've been volunteering at the Phoenix Art Center. I would love to take a lot of kids come there after school.
School of Hip Hop.
School of Hip Hop kids. That's a great idea. We should do that.
Champion that with the radio, too.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, we got the radio plug, too. Mm-hmm. We might
hear
have to
this,
put
Matt
that
Maniacs?
Together. We got,
plans
we got a
are
little
brewing.
Bit, we got mm-hmm. a little bit under a month.
We can make it happen. All the bookers in the building?
We will make it happen. That's a great idea. If you guys are interested, please message us. Like, we would love to get some support going on this. Let's get it started.
Let's
like,
do
why
it.
Not?
But again, with the question though, so will you support like? So you're black. Will you support black culture just to keep black culture moving forward, even if it's not
always?
Like?
I'm not supporting Chief Keef. He black.
Yeah, but you don't. But you don't like drill music. Do you?
Yeah, but that's what MPC.
I feel like that's detrimental to
like
hip hop. So
collective.
Not backing that.
I'm
is
not
good.
Buying every rapper that's black.
Right.
That's crazy. But. Yeah. I do feel like when my people, either people like that
TV
are
or
that
movies.
Are children of the hip hop culture that come up and get really dope looks, heck yeah, I'm gonna go get it. Like the Shy, I thought that was cool.
Shy's dope,
and it's an awesome show. I went and got Showtime just for that show.
Like, if you're not watching the
and
Shy,
he put
you
the Shy
sleeping.
Over last time.
I did. It's incredible, it's and amazing. I was like, yo, it's a black director, black female director as well, and it's like. And Common's executive producer, and I was like, okay, so there's hip hop folks involved.
Eazy-E's in it,
and it's something cool that I was Eazy-E the
like the ghost,
the dead,
the
rapper?
Dude that plays Eazy-E is the chef.
Yeah, yeah. I knew that dude looked familiar. he put on a little weight in this one.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't necessarily say with music because you know hip hop in general has been dominated by you know. Our culture
so
and things
yes,
like
I
that.
Would,
but
I
when
agree
it comes
with
to film and TV,
places
like,
where they're not you,
know,
where we're not
the,
usually seen.
All
it.
The stuff with Get Out and things was happening great with that movie. Like, I want to see him make more movies. And I just want to see, like, films do good so that other black directors get opportunities or whatever. Like, oh, you know, like, let's snowball it into other things and with TV also.
So
you
you're
know?
Saying you will go watch. You'll support even if you know it's going to be
trash.
Like,
well, I didn't know Proud Mary was going to be trash, but I was in there and I was like, oh, I could have watched this on whatever, but we still spent our money and it goes towards, you know, she already rich, but
she got paid.
I wanted to watch it because
they
should have
put
more
sponsorship behind her movie, though. I feel like
they didn't really promote it well.
Yeah, it was put out by Sony and another movie. Jurassic Park. Not why I say Jurassic Park. Jumanji.
I don't know.
Jumanji and that movie was put out by the same studios, and they put all the promotion behind Jumanji. Jumanji did good, and they didn't promote the other movie. Maybe it was because it wasn't good, but, you know, support culture.
Support. I always feel like that. Yes, if people come through that are students of our culture, of hip-hop generation, hip-hop kids that are black and brown that are doing great things, I'm all about it, so
absolutely.
I will support it. I watched Fresh Off the Boat for that reason.
That's
like,
great.
You know what I'm saying? Eddie Wong is like a hip hop dude who
and
like
Danny Brown did that.
Danny Brown did
the Fresh
Off
the Boat.
So I was like, I'm
was
in
show.
This, you know. And now Eddie is
not
involved. He's like F that show, but I still watch it. I'm in
like the
now.
First couple,
sorry,
the
Eddie.
First two seasons when he was involved was great.
It was great,
and he still had problems with it then. Like he talked
I mean,
about
he didn't
that,
like it,
you know, arguing because he wanted it to be like you know.
More authentic.
Yeah.
And they were
like,
they
had to whitewash
it.
They had to whitewash
it, man. All of America's watching this. It's like, ABC. Like, we got to, you know, we got to expand.
On prime time. Yeah, on prime
well,
time.
Well, you figure it's about an Asian family. So is it going to do well if we don't whitewash it a little bit, you know, which
and
sucks.
He was upset about that.
Because Eddie Wong is ill.
He's dope, man.
Yeah, but why does that suck? It's so crazy because if it was a sitcom about a white family, then everybody's going to watch it and get it and understand it. But we can't have shows that are just about another culture because white people are going to be like, oh, why do they get to have an all-Asian show? Like, dang, don't you have every white show?
The whole network
whole,
is white.
Every other show on the station is all white.
And that's the other, you know, funny part about it is with movies also. They'll be like, oh, it's an all-black movie or all-black cast or whatever. And it's like, when it's an all-white movie, nobody says
say
it's an all-white movie. Nobody it's just a movie.
That.
It's just a movie. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Sidebar, which I was about TV for a second. I watched Blackish. I love that show. There's a spinoff.
Grown-ish. You watched Grown-ish?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, really?
So I can't put it over.
Tiff and Anaya have been watching. Who's in it? They said it's good.
It's just all the kids from the show.
Okay.
Like she's in college or something,
teenage
right?
kids. She's
like,
in college.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yes, you know, like.
It's like they're a different world.
The Cosby
like,
Show you know in a different mean? World.
Yeah, they spun it into the college.
Yo, Living Single's on Hulu.
Yo! Should have put that over.
Are you putting it over, Rock?
No, I'm putting myself.
What are you putting
I'm putting myself over.
Why is Rock awesome?
Why is Rock going to go into build a business for himself, brother?
Because outside of being a fellow Matt Maniac and also the host of Rhyme and Reason Radio every Sunday night, 2 to 4 on the beat, 101.1.
You're throwing his weight around.
Where hip-hop lives.
I do also have a real 9 to 5 job, which is my, I'm going to say it's my career because it's becoming my career.
Right.
I'm putting myself over because I got my second promotion of the year so far.
Of the year, bro.
What of the year?
Like, the year's only 3 weeks old.
In the last, like, month and a half.
So you buying the Red Devil?
Pizza on rocks.
Yeah, I'm putting myself over because it's nice seeing that check, and it was nice seeing what my check's about to be.
So, at the same time,
fuck day jobs, though.
But let me ask you this.
You know what, man? Like,
yo, if you love it, man.
If you love it, it's his career.
I'm in such a good spot, bro. Like, the money's great. Like, it's yo.
If you get paid fairly,
the money better than the stress. I don't know what you do, so.
I deal with, like, short-term disability, FMLA shit. So I'm dealing with some shit.
Are you on the phone with people or just computers?
I'm great on the phone too, talking to my claimants.
Okay.
Yeah, man. It's money.
More time on the computer than it is on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't like being on the phone a lot. So like that.
That would explain why you don't answer my.
But I respect that. That's one of those.
I get burnt out.
That's
on
one
the
of those
phone.
Like almost like an unsung profession because you're helping people who are in this very bad situation.
Yeah.
Who can't go to work. And you're helping them, you know, take use of their FMLA. FMLA. Yeah.
Family Medical.
Yeah. That way, they can get back on their feet, man. So shout outs to you.
And then what they do, they call and they be mad at you when they don't get their meds or something like that.
No, we don't deal with that, but if they don't, like, short-term disability involves them getting money.
So if they didn't get their check, then they're calling.
But they'll get, like, put over for, like six months or some shit like that.
You get, like, 12 weeks of FMLA and you're protected. So, yeah. So, yeah, putting me over.
I appreciate that. We appreciate
you.
Good job making moves.
And yo,
make moves, baby.
Sidebar, since we were talking about it, if you're not watching Living Single on Hulu, you're slipping.
Yo.
We are living.
Classic, bro.
Double sidebar. If you haven't watched Black Lightning, the dude who plays Black Lightning in a new CW show is from Living Single.
Wait, who? Which character? Who?
He used to be Queen Latifah's dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Queen Latifah had a bunch of dudes.
Well,
she had
the main dude, like every other show. The one towards the end.
The main dude.
Her main guy.
Yeah, the one she was going to get married to or whatever in the show. He's Black Lightning in the new CW Black Lightning show.
Quick note.
Is that DC?
Is it an actual character? I don't know.
Sounds like
I don't know
DC
who Black
shit.
Lightning is, but
Maybe it's not. They're just trying to
the Black Flash
trying to catch up with the Black Panther craze.
I heard people talking about it. I think it might have been a comic, but just not
an independent comic
because people already knew like stuff that was going on. They were like, oh, his daughters are going to be Thunder and Lightning, and they're going to be superheroes.
They're going to find.
Do you think this is
going
to take the same course as the movie Meteor Man or something like that?
Are you really gonna?
I don't know because I don't know where he. I don't know where he got his power from.
Joke? The greatness that is Meteor Man.
If he got his power from getting strength,
DC Comics.
Sorry, Blank Man.
You said Blank Man.
If he got struck by
sure
a bolt of lightning,
I'm not sure what's worse.
No.
If he got struck by a bolt of lightning and that's how he got his power, then maybe. Then
I'm
maybe
just saying. Do you think it's
going to
be better than Blank Man?
Yes, it already is.
It's going to be better than Meteor Man.
No, it is. I saw the first episode and it was good.
You didn't put it over though.
It's worth
so I was
watching
like, you know.
Because I didn't remember until he started talking about Living Single. I'm like, oh, he's connected to that somehow. But Black Lightning is dope on CW. It came on after Flash.
Another tangent.
Quick note: we all over the place. But I like this part of the show where
other
we get
black
to just
superhero movies
chat about things. Quick note: Black Dynamite sequel is happening.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, that's
the Black
dope.
Dynamite. I sell drugs to the community.
I am smiling. So I got excited about that. Dynamite.
That movie was great.
So
spinoff from Black Dynamite,
movies.
You know they're making a new Spawn.
Yeah.
Making a new Spawn.
Okay.
Wow. It's quite time.
The dude who created Spawn,
Todd McFarlane.
Is doing it. Like he's trying to do it on his own.
Okay.
Michael Jai White got shafted.
He's not going to be Spawn.
No, he got shafted though.
They were on an interview and he was saying that he wanted to have him in the movie. Like even if it's just like a walk on or if
dope.
He's just, you know, just, a
who's
background
Violator?
Character.
Who's going to be Violator?
Like, hey, Spawn.
I don't know. They haven't announced any characters.
That's exciting. Oh, one last thing before we move into wrestling. My homie posted and I was like, man, this is kind of true. Shout out to Doug Funny. He was like, yo, I've been watching Living Single. And yo, like, this is in the 90s, but yo, like, Queen Latifah was like sexually harassing every person who came to the job.
Yeah.
Like, she was always trying to find a dude, so she would press up like really hard.
She'd be looking for that dick appointment.
Somebody, wow. Like, people come in with like, hey, I'm trying to take this job. Like, oh, you, I got a job for you. Dude. And like, in the 90s, the we shows, laughed at
you
that.
You come lay that pipe.
All the shows in the 90s, it was like that. Trust me.
In the 90s, go back and everybody watch. From the 90s think, is fired.
Think of
society.
Who else was doing it?
Everybody.
Any office, Doug. All these school shows like Hanging with Mr. Cooper where they used to be in the office amongst each other like our
Oh, what's the other one? Steve Harvey show?
Yeah, the Steve Harvey show. Like the chick who was with Cedric, whatever her name was. Yeah, like she was
in the office.
Chasing him around.
Yeah, and she had to be hood and she was like it was
she talked with a twang in her voice.
Yeah, it was
oh,
like,
Sadie.
Yeah, oh Sadie.
Sadie, you crazy.
All of these shows, if you look at them now, it's everybody like man, these fired. Was uncomfortable positions boy. That y'all
Doug,
was
talking about uncomfortable. Watch Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, I that's love all that movie, I'm gonna say.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the when he was dressed up
the
like Darth Vader.
The first scene, bro. Like they put cameras in the sorority house so they can watch the girls change and stuff. Like, it's mad creepy.
No, acting
the nerds
like
do
you're
more bad stuff than the jocks.
Acting like you're somebody else and then sleeping with the girl.
That's rape, bro. That's rape.
But at the end, she was cool with it.
And then she's like, wait, do all nerds do it like you do?
Because sometimes they cool with it. No, I'm just playing.
Hey.
Rape is never cool.
Moving and on. That note, 25 years all Monday right. Night Raw.
So Raw 25 went down at the Manhattan Center and the Barclays Center.
In Barclays.
I got invited to go by some friends, but I was like, nah. And I'm kind of glad I didn't.
What? Why you didn't go?
I ain't got time to be flying to New York.
To which one?
Which one? Manhattan to Barclays. Barclays.
Okay.
My boys had good seats,
too. Yeah, that
too.
Was the
shout
better one.
Schaefer.
They said Manhattan Center
Friends
was crap.
Schaefer the Dark Lord had a great seat. I saw him on screen. His
Friends of the
his,
show.
His girlfriend loves Sheamus, so she held up a sign that says, Sheamus is daddy.
And, I saw that sign.
You saw it?
Oh, yeah.
That's
them,
my homegirl. They had a really good seat, but it was like $250. But
that's not taking into account like flight. Hotel,
exactly.
All that.
Wait, but they had a seat son. For you?
They
like
were like,
they had an extra ticket?
They wanted me to buy it off them.
Oh.
Oh. Well, that's son. Not inviting.
Right, exactly. That's like, hey, you can sit by me if you buy this ticket.
That's like they leasing you a ticket.
Yeah, it was a lease.
Leasing you.
So, like, imagine having an extra ticket and selling it to somebody that you didn't know, but you're like, hey, our seats are right next to each other.
I sell my
extra. Oh, yeah. Hey, you might make a homie.
Okay.
This fellow Matt Maniac might be there with you.
You know? Let's take a quick poll around the room.
Yes.
Yay or nay on Raw 25. Rock.
Trash.
D-O-X.
It was a yay, man.
Yay?
I'm going to have to give it a yay.
I'm going to give it a yay, too.
Can I give it a
yay? Can we give it a yay in the middle?
Thumbs in the middle? Thumbs
yeah,
in the middle?
Like
thumbs in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all real
the
nice.
The bar. I got to give it the thumbs to the side.
This is why when, you know, the next time the WWE's in town, I won't be invited backstage.
Look, listen, sir. I'm normally the villain on the show. You're trying to take my spot, but I don't think it was that bad. Like, I liked it for nostalgia purposes.
Nostalgia purpose.
The matches were trash.
Break it down.
I was not excited about any matches on there. No 8-1.
You surprised the Miz one?
You know what?
That was a good match.
It was a good match.
And I'm happy he did. There was no telling leading up to that Miz was going to win. I'm like,
no
I didn't even know they were wrestling.
I knew.
They were wrestling.
I talked to, I was last week when I wasn't here, I was with Tyson Fights. Shout out to those guys.
Uh-huh.
And I said it on there. I was like, yo, isn't this just a countdown to Miz getting it back? Like, Miz's promos sounded like, yo, he needs the belt with him. You know, and it makes the Miz Tourage look stronger. His strong promos without a belt. They're not as strong.
The Miz Tourage does not look strong at all. And what they're doing with
nah, they're weak.
With the Miz Tourage in general, I was like, oh my God. I mean, at least Bo Dallas was fighting, but the other dude, like,
yeah, Curtis.
He was like brushing his feet and stuff. He was like, oh, or like touching his leg, like, oh, I'm messing with
that's
you.
Funny.
And I'm like, man, you're the son of a legend. Come on, what are they doing with you?
You are the son of a legend.
You are the son of a legend.
Yeah.
Take a Hall of Famer at that.
Take your walking papers and go do it independently. Because what they doing to you right
Cody,
now.
Pull a Cody and just
sorry,
go.
Sorry, Curtis Axel. I don't know if he can be a Cody. But
or maybe
who knows?
Not on that level. Maybe. But he didn't ever give him a chance, though, either.
Yeah, he's been garbage. I mean, he's better. At least he's on TV.
But that's the thing. I don't even know if he's garbage. Like, give the X-Man a chance.
Do we know? Yeah, do we know that he's not good? We really
don't. Curtis? We don't know.
He's a former Intercontinental Champion.
He used to wrestle back in the day.
Now,
I think if he got repackaged,
he said he used to wrestle. Right now, he's just in a suit. He looks like he's balding. Like you,
what? Because he could be a
your image not looking
good. He could be
good.
In the mix for the Intercontinental/US title because he'd be I think he'd be a mid card guy.
Okay, so here's two things I liked about the show: opening,
the beginning, and the end.
Which was opening was great. Fire hook,
great beginning. They got me hooked. Once the McMahons came out,
oh my god,
flipped it. I loved how he turned heel instantly. He was like, "No, this is all about me." Like I thought it was
dissing the crowd, looks pretty cheap.
Perfect book. I thought that was great. Stone Cold comes out. We know what's going to happen from that point.
Oh yeah,
doesn't say a word, baby.
Didn't even say anything.
Didn't say nothing.
Stunned Shane.
Got over it.
Like,
no,
instantly.
Well, Vince started talking as soon as he got in and started, like, pleading his case.
Yeah,
like, and he put Shane out there. He was like, but Shane.
You know what?
He's like, Shane is a
struck
trapping
me as
young.
Odd, though.
Yeah? How you put Shane under the bus?
No. You really don't ever see the Mr. McMahon character ever, like, refer to his mortality.
Think about it this way,
it was kind of weird That's with him different. Saying all of that stuff.
Yeah. That is different.
And him looking older.
But think about it this way.
Did it make you think, like, wow, maybe he's...
Well, I mean you have to prepare the fact that, at some point, I don't want to say in the very near future, but Vince is what? Mid
80?
80? Is he 80?
Nah, man. Late, Vince is good.
Almost. Is he mid to, like, 70s?
He's in great shape.
Vince is going to be here saying. Until he's, like, 150, man. Vince what? Is good.
Well, I already said, like, Vince isn't going to die until Vince wants to die.
Right.
But it's...
Vince
it's,
will never put death
Did
over.
You see it, when he came weird, out, he walked out, and when he did his walk, I was like, look. I was like, that's like the Sherman Helmsley walk. I'm like, that's the walk where it's like, I know my walk is funny and I don't give a fuck. I'm like, I'm worth so much money. Say something about the way that I'm walking. And it's like he had an extra snap on the arms.
It was just, like I said, it was just a little weird. It was just a little weird.
It makes you think, like, okay, you know, Vince won't live forever. And, like, it makes you think.
He already died once.
He blew up in the...
So I feel like he might have nine lives.
Vince, he could have nine lives.
You're
he
right.
Could,
Vince ain't going to go until he's ready to go.
Yeah. If Ric Flair came back, you know.
Anyway, so that part, hot fire, the beginning,
okay,
amazing. Next part, we just said Intercontinental match, super dope. Next part. What
you
else
said you
good?
Had two dope parts. What is it?
That was it.
Those were the two.
Intercontinental
those,
match.
Like the end?
What happened at the end?
That
the
was
DX. DX.
Oh, yeah.
Or the NN with Brock.
No, the NN, I thought it was Brock and them guys.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the DX set.
That was predictable, though. You knew that was happening.
Did you know Brock was getting beat up again? Going through
you
another
know what? That, no, you know what? That part I was surprised because he came out and just, he destroyed Kane, whoopee, and then he gave Braun the, that clothesline was, yeah, woo,
but it's kind of their, vicious. It's kind of their MO now. It's like Brock gets beat up and then he wins. So, like, Kane
is
probably
going to think he can lose. Yeah.
Kane is going to take the pin. Strowman isn't going to take the pin because they still want Strowman to be strong, and Kane's going to be leaving. So, Kane can take the pin from Brock.
So, Brock's going to retain. Are we all in agreement that Brock's retaining?
Yes, we're in agreement.
Kane's
in
taking
agreement?
The F5.
Wait. Neo X is not in agreement.
I feel.
Is it Braun's time?
I feel like Braun.
He's red hot.
Brock!
Could take the title, defend it, and then you have a rematch clause for Mania.
Brock and Braun?
Ooh. Or Roman.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I think you rematch it at, like,
I still think Brock's going to win.
Elimination Chamber, maybe.
Is it a
Fastlane? Or
Fastlane. Fastlane the second. Yeah, it's Fastlane.
No, I think he can main event WrestleMania.
Braun?
Mm-hmm.
Who's wait, so Brock? you're thinking
either
that it's no longer going to be Roman and Brock at Mania?
Either he rematches with Brock at Mania, or if something happens in Roman because he dropped the strap to The Miz, now he's going to go for the
main. Yeah, exactly. He dropped the strap so he can
title.
Go up.
Roman's got a rematch, too.
And he's got a rematch coming. Is that going to be...
It seems like a weird fast track, but everybody's like, it's like a foregone conclusion. Roman's going to be in main. He's main evented the last, like, four main.
Or did he, like...
Yeah,
did,
this is what they've been building to.
Or did he drop
so
the strap to
gets,
win the Rumble?
Unless he gets injured or sick again.
Yo, that's another, I just thought about
that. Did he drop the strap to win the
Rumble? Roman's
going to
win the Rumble.
Is that why he dropped the strap? Yeah, he was going to win the Rumble.
We got it. We solved it.
Right there. Mark it down. 28-32.
Boom. Nah, man. Not in Philly. He's going to get booed out the building.
Yeah. You know what, though? That's even more reason to do it.
That's true.
I mean, but I'm saying...
He's not getting as booed as heavily either. But if he wins the Rumble, he might get
But they're pummeled. They're saying
They might throw stuff at him.
Yeah.
It's Philly.
But they're saying, too, because of the new additions to the roster, and you still have Shinsuke, a very unsung hero...
Mm-hmm.
It's possible Roman doesn't take it this year.
You think he's going to be a SmackDown guy?
I think so.
It was a SmackDown guy last year. All right, let's.
It was Randy Orton.
We'll get to that.
All right. That's right. It was.
We will get to that.
That was a good. Right. Last year's Rumble was dope, by the way. I just rewatched it. That was a good Rumble. Yeah. The AJ Cena match was fire.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a five-star match. Yeah.
That was like one of the best.
They were saying that was one of the matches of the year for them.
Absolutely.
But you know what was another thumbs up for Raw 25 was the backstage segments.
Jericho.
I don't know if y'all.
The Jericho segment was my favorite.
Even the like WWE exclusive ones. Like, did y'all watch any of those? Like, with the New Day and the Boogeyman.
I'll watch that
when I get home.
That was hilarious with Xavier Woods giving Boogeyman some bootios. And then Boogeyman went in his bag and gave Xavier Woods some worms. But then they start singing Do It for Boog. And even Boogeyman was saying, he's like, Do It for Boog. And I'm like,
I'm the Boogeyman.
And then
I'm gonna get you.
And then after he ate the worms and they left, then it was still on Boogeyman, and he's like,
it was creepy when he ate the worms in front of Kurt Angle. He was like slurping on him.
He was like, "Do it for Boog. It's a new day." And I was like, "Oh man!" I was like, "Boogeyman's still good. He could come back."
Yo, he still looks the same.
Yeah.
He looks jacked. He looks great. Yeah, he looks
Nobody
great.
Knows what he looks like without the shit
we don't
on.
Know it yet. I know, but just looking at him with them, I was like, "Man, he could come back if he wanted."
That could
to.
Be him every day. He looked for like all great we know. Shape.
I actually asked Woods about that. I was like, "Yo, did you eat real worms?" He said, "Yes, I did."
And he swallowed disgusting. Them.
Yeah,
it ain't gonna hurt.
I thought he would have went off and then spit them out.
Fucking meal. They're mealworms.
Lots
they're
of protein.
Yeah, it's protein.
Lots of protein. All right. So
that's the things said. That you would do for that check.
Here's the part, and I guess I wasn't there, so I can't say. But just from what I saw on the Twitterverse, the Manhattan Center was a disappointment for a lot of people who were there.
Yeah.
They had to spend a lot of time watching the show on the screen.
On monitors. They would actually wheel out monitors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I heard they also had other matches.
Like social studies class. But, like, wheel
not
out the
good
TV.
Matches.
Pretty much. They had a couple dark shows. Like I was telling Rand earlier, they had, like, Goldust versus, who's Kurt the guy on the losing streak? Yeah, Kurt Hawkins. And,
5-star match, I bet.
I think that was it.
Yeah, they just had to watch some low-quality matches
to be like
while
Enzo,
it was going on.
It was supposed to be Enzo and Goldust, but after what had happened, they scrapped it for that. And and then you had Broken Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
And then Bray Wyatt won.
Yes.
Surprisingly.
Surprised.
It doesn't mean anything because it was for Raw 25.
But it doesn't mean much.
It was a nice touch. They had the refs come out in the old original garb.
Yeah, you see Mike Chioda, who's wearing the blue shirt.
That was a nice touch.
He actually got a pop.
Keep it authentic.
Really nice.
Speaking of those backstage segments, and then it was Jericho and
Elias.
Jericho had his
Alpha
Flare shirt on. Yeah. I was like, how did he get away with that?
They said Jericho just doesn't give a fuck.
Jericho's the GOAT, man. Once I saw him in that shirt, I was like, yo, he's the greatest.
Did you post that thing where it was like the photo of like all of his accolades with all the title times, all the thing times he won the title? Did you retweet that?
Where it said, "This is why I'm the GOAT."
Yeah. One of y'all retweeted that. Was it the Matt Mania page?
I think it's the Matt Mania page.
It was like, I was like,
at Matt Mania Pod.
Oh my God. I forgot how much
Become friends of the show.
Done. And that was just, that's just the title runs. I'm like,
yo,
his career is incredible.
I just saw that when Miz got the IC title, his eighth win, the person with the most is Jericho with 9. Ooh. And I'm like, dang, man.
And the Miz might take that.
On top of that,
do we need a Miz Jericho match? You need to come back a feud with the Miz.
Yeah, he's the first undisputed
champion of the world. Think of those two talking against each other.
He beat The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin in the same night.
They don't even have to get in the ring. Like those two promo off.
Oh, Miz and Jericho.
And Miz? Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a great program. Do it again. I don't care. That's a Mania worthy program if they built it right.
Yeah,
man. Let's talk about how
mic work would be.
Somebody else said Miz deserves a universal title run before it's all over. Any thoughts?
I think he's still got way too much time in his career in order to say, what's done is done. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he cares about being that guy.
Yeah.
Now, if he continues on the
money-wise, I don't know how much more the universal title is getting over the intercontinental title because I figure it would depend on who's carrying it.
Absolutely.
Also, Brock being part-time, like Brock just has an insane contract, I know.
Yeah,
but whoever else gets the belt after him probably won't make
Brock
as
money.
Much. So I don't know if Miz is like happy with his spot.
Maybe.
Like as long as he's got because that's all he's ever talked about. Oh, I'm on the Intercontinental Tour and
that's
I'm bringing
prestige.
Like So it's like you're gonna put that down and then get another title.
I mean, the same thing
with that. I feel like you want this to be your what your lineage is.
Yeah,
like
the IC
Flair
title,
with all the. All the titles.
Like with the big gold.
Yeah, it's like you can just be like have the most intercontinental title wins or be the most longest prestigious intercontinental champion.
Yeah.
Okay. That's his legacy.
Yeah, you'll be in a legacy with Razor Ramon and other guys who had the Intercontinental title. Patterson. You know?
Well, yeah, the lineage of that title, though, to me, right at this point in time, is greater than the Universal
but
title.
But I feel like,
the lineage, and I also feel
like they have too much younger guys or guys who are just in their prime, like at the moment, for the Universal title. Like, where are you going to fit Miz in?
Well, and think
if
about
Roman
it,
Reigns
think about
is going
to
get
way.
In and Braun is going to get in and.
That's exactly the point I was gonna mention, because the Universal title has been surrounded by gargantuan figures like Brock Lesnar. Who else has been in the title picture?
Brock Lesnar.
Roman Reigns.
Braun Strowman.
Brock Lesnar.
I mean, think about it. The Miz versus either one of those.
Miz just beat Roman.
Yeah, with shenanigans.
I mean, it's the Miz.
All you need is shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
But the way that it looks right now would be like maybe Miz on SmackDown having that title. That title looks, just the way that they have things set up, like that title looks better on a smaller guy. That WWE title.
Okay.
You got to have a big guy over here.
I feel like AJ's the exception, though.
Yeah. AJ is the exception. No,
because it's been
AJ. Because when he went up against Brock.
Oh, the exception for what, the Universal title?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. AJ.
I mean, Finn had
Jericho
it, and he only had it
Finn
for a second, and then
for a day.
Well, he got injured.
Well, Finn got
right,
hurt.
That's what I'm saying. Kevin Owens had it.
That's right. True.
Kevin Owens had it for a little bit.
And then
so the talent surrounding the Universal title, it just looks farther than to comparison than to the Miz, unfortunately.
Yeah, I feel like the Miz. I feel like as far as like athletics go,
yeah,
it's like higher than Miz. But Miz would just come in and talk good. Like, Miz will cut everybody down with his promos.
The Miz cuts some of the best promos in the industry.
And everybody and surrounded takes, around the Universal title does not cut good promos.
I mean, minus.
Not today.
Yeah.
Braun's actually doing good promos, though.
Braun's doing good promos. He's very interesting on the mic. It would be cool to see him take it, but I don't think he's ready yet. If anything, I think Brock is always contracted till Mania. That's when, like, Mania is, like, when everybody starts re-upping.
So, I think they just have so many big guys, big casts getting ready to come back. And, they've been showing him doing his rehab. So,
okay, good.
And pictures of him with, like, cool. other WWE stars and stuff like that. So I feel like them promoting that means that he's getting close to, coming back.
I didn't see that.
But I don't see him in a main event picture.
Nah, not yet.
No, they would have to boost him up, though. But, you know, everybody says that Vince has this thing for big guys. So I'm saying with him having so much big guys, there's talk about Bobby Lashley coming back. Then people are saying, oh, don't you want to see Bobby Lashley and Brock? Like, he's got so many big guys that he can just work with that
Vince
it's like
does have a thing
if he
big
puts
guys.
If he puts mm-hmm. Miz in that picture,
WWE,
then it's like
man,
Miz
Land
either
the
has
Giants.
To fight a bunch of big guys or you have to think
Nathan
about
Jones.
Smaller guys carrying the title, which
I don't think they want. I think AJ and Miz program would
be
awesome.
Great.
Yeah. For the WWE
for the
title
WWE
on SmackDown.
Title. Yeah.
Not the Universal. I'm talking about
But they put it on Finn first.
Yeah, I think they were already iffy on Finn, and Finn
he got hurt.
Finn
man.
Getting
got
hurt though. Immediately
he
was like,
his,
yeah, they're no like, little guys. Again.
I don't think so.
I don't know, man.
I think Finn's gonna get it. I think Finn's
they put
on,
it on him first.
I think Finn's building up to
Finn
a
Finn is on
a
the
pro,
trajectory
a program.
Of the Triple H Shawn Michaels trajectory.
Look who he won it from.
He won it from Roman and Seth Rollins.
Okay, he won it from Seth Rollins. He didn't win it from Brock.
Well, yeah, Brock wasn't in the picture, though.
I know, but Brock has had the title for what? How long now? Come on now. Yeah. They got it there. I don't think that they have Roman and Braun in their eyes. They're pulling ideas that weren't relevant at the time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and that's what the WWE does. They're not doing long-term booking. They're doing what happens at the time. So I'm pulling what's happening at the time. Right now they got Braun. Braun is their main focus over everybody.
Yeah.
No, I agree with
I
that.
I mean, underneath Roman. Because Roman is going to be their guy.
Roman's always been the guy.
Oh, and then now they're grooming Braun to be Roman versus Braun. So.
I don't know. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. It could be interesting. All right. So
there's a lot that can happen, man.
There is a lot.
Between now and Mania.
I know nobody was going to talk about this, but speaking of Braun Strowman, has anybody been watching the Mixed Match Challenge?
I didn't. They've only been two so far.
Yeah, this is the second week.
I watched Sasha and Finn versus Natalya and Shinsuke.
Yeah,
that was a good match.
I watched it too.
It was good.
I actually feel like Finn and Sasha shouldn't have won.
Really?
Yeah.
I want Finn and Sasha to like.
But Natalya was just in there being too trash.
Yeah. And then last night it was whatever Miz and the trash
Biggie and
Biggie and Carmella.
It's Biggie and Carmella versus Asuka and Miz, and they went over Miz and
Asuka and Miz. Yeah, of course, because he's got Asuka with him.
They're going to advance far.
So the funny thing is that they have their own like WWE like exclusive like interviews and backstage stuff for the Mixed Match Challenge,
and they're weird.
And I saw one. Weird. I saw one with Alexa Bliss, where she was like leaving out the ring, and Kurt Hawkins was coming in, and he was like brushed her off. He was like,
and then she went and told Braun.
She went and told Braun. She's like, did you see what he did to me? You need to do something about that. And he was like, what are you saying, Alexa? And she was like, Braun, smash. And then he got up.
Oh yeah.
And went out there and beat Kurt Hawkins up. But then he got on the mic and he was like, if anybody messes with my Mixed Match Challenge, he was like, everybody can get these hands.
Braun's mic work.
Yeah, he's killing it with the hands right now.
Well, he's got us a thing because we helped him out.
I'm ordering
the
shirt.
We helped him out.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get that shirt.
I'm ordering it. I'm copping. I have to.
We got to take a group photo once everybody gets.
We should all get that shirt and do a photo.
I thoroughly enjoyed though the New Day and Carmella segments.
What they were doing on the pirate ship, that stuff.
They did the pirate ship.
They were funny promos.
They did the pancake. They've been doing good. They did the pancake tour.
Yeah.
They all wore the onesies also and had money in the bank.
They did. They had the onesies and they had the little briefcase.
Did you see the weird one where Kofi was massaging the money in the bank briefcase?
Of course.
And also, then, real quick, shout out to the New Day for the look on Fallon. We missed because it happened after last week's show. They were on Fallon with Triple H.
I saw it, though.
Oh, man. Yeah. Triple H. It was great. Triple H killed the Moana song. I was not expecting him to be that good.
The lip sync battle was good.
I wasn't ready. Nobody
does it better than Trips, man. Yeah,
with a Metallica shirt on.
The Game. Yep.
Hardcore rockhead was singing Moana. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I want to talk about this because we were chatting with this cat, a friend of the show, Bookaman WWE.
Yo, he's been blowing up the Twitter.
He blows up the Twitters. Yeah. But he did a post.
He likes to talk wrestling, man.
He does. And
he's very passionate. If I'm at the crib and not doing nothing, I'll tweet with you back and forth, man. I'll talk it.
I got time, cuz.
Right.
Yeah. He decided to make a list of 25 things that could have been done differently at Raw 25.
Let's hear it.
So I'm going to go through. Shout out to you, Booker.
Man, Booker, you're going to have to put this show over. He said he's about to read your list.
He's putting you way over. You just made the list.
The list of Booker Man.
You going 25
number
down?
Number one.
Are you do number one first?
I'm going to go number one.
Okay.
I mentioned this earlier. Goldust comes out with Terry Runnels.
Agreed.
Okay. I think that should have happened.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're on good terms.
Right.
One screen moment.
Or who they could get a hold of, you know.
She was there.
If they would have came out together like they used to come out with like.
But where was she at? Was she at Barclays?
Like the entrance with the.
Was she at Barclays or Manhattan?
Manhattan. No, Barclays. Barclays.
Because Goldust was at.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe. Okay. Goldust with Marlena interrupts Undertaker and Manhattan Center mid-speech, recreating their epic face-to-face. I don't know if you remember this. Goldust and Taker had a program
way back a long time ago
on one of the first few Raws.
They could have did anything else with
Goldust
Undertaker.
Goldust gets his tombstone. I stopped
Undertaker's
him on
promo
that.
Was just not good.
No.
It was like his wrestling lately.
Oh, we were talking about that. It was very cryptic. Yo. He didn't say anything. He said, I buried people.
Oh, and also the crowd fucking shit on him, man. Like, they wasn't even really letting him talk. Because they was like, they were yelling like, one more match, while he was trying to do his promo.
He's not going to sell for the crowd.
And I was like, man, you guys are not even letting Undertaker do his thing.
Let him talk. See, the small arenas creates that NXT type vibe where they start taking over.
Where the crowd is the mob.
And that's what they did in Manhattan. They definitely took over every time it was their chance. But anyway, number three, Goldust gets Tombstone. I said, you never know what Taker was able to do, so I can see why that didn't happen. Maybe he's like, I can't take a bump on my knees right now. He just got a new knee.
He got bad hip.
Another option, Goldust sits down on commentary next to Booker T at Barclays, and they shoot the breeze. I remember they had
that story. He wanted Goldust to do a lot of stuff, huh?
You wanted extra
big,
gold.
Big gold dust fan. Big apparently, gold dust
how
fan.
About gold dust and I don't know.
R-Truth.
All right, let me go.
And more gold dust.
There's 25 of these. Let me get through.
They're all gold dust.
No. Okay.
One more gold dust.
It's like at least six gold.
The top 25 gold dust moments of
Raw.
Sorry,
Booker Man. I don't know if we're gonna get a gold dust appreciation episode anytime soon.
Probably not.
Maybe another option. A Terry segment. Terry wants to have a special night, and she talks to Dana Brooke. Yeah, Terry Runnels. with Terry Funk. Nah. She was Brett. Okay.
Rewind. You're an egg sucking dog.
Another option, a Terry segment. Terry wants a special night and talks to Dana Brooke.
Ooh,
Terry lets Dana know all about her wanting a special night. Brooke intimidates her, says she's proud of her job and whatever she did is in the past. She's dressed as Alexandra York. That's when Marlena finds Gold Dust. And I know you could set up a stupid Apollo or Titus match with Goldust after that.
That's the description for that number.
Yeah. I don't know about
this
that
guy
one.
Guy has really got an imagination for this.
Terry and Jacqueline interrupt the segment with the Godfather and Mark Henry when Godfather walks away with his wife. Terry and Jacqueline enter the picture off their exit, saying they remember sexual chocolate well, and then they fight over him.
Terry leaves to go find
someone else. Mark Henry with Jacqueline versus Goldust with Marlena.
More Goldust.
Summer 6. Sexual chocolate entrance, Manhattan Sexual Center, chocolate. Obviously. 6, 7.
Sexual chocolate.
Trish and Mickey at least look at each other. Ideally have a match. Or Trish guest refs a Mickey match.
Or like Mickey goes back into like her stalker mode.
Trish, you're here.
Are you talking about the classic vag grab from the WrestleMania match they had?
Oh, my.
You remember that?
Sure. All right. Number 8. Brother Love hosts.
Don't remember that?
How many are these? 25, you said? Is it 25?
Yes, 25 for Top 25 for Raw 25. Let me get through these. Brother Love hosts a newlywed game with Maria and Mike, Miz and Maryse, Brian and Bree, Nikki and John, Undertaker and McCool, Triple H and Steph.
Were we supposed to have any matches, or is this supposed to be an all pop Raw 25?
Yeah, but think about that. Like, Brother Love got a huge pop.
He really did.
Shout out to Brother Love
for the reinvention on the podcast game. Road Dogg could have said, "Your ass better call somebody." I don't think he said that.
No, he didn't.
Mm-mm. He said, "Oh, you better didn't know."
He kept it. He kept it.
He just said, "You better." Yeah.
All right. That's a stretch, buddy. It's a PG show. He just decided not to do it.
Right. I'm surprised he did the whole spiel.
He did.
Anyway.
Number 10, Lillian Garcia could have sang something.
She didn't sing the national anthem?
She has the best national anthem on the planet.
And even if she did, we wouldn't have saw it. It wouldn't have been on TV.
I'm pretty sure she
Number 11, Brian Regal Slaughter. All former commissioners claim they're a better commissioner just for it to descend into chaos and then be ended by the boogeyman scaring them or something.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's a stretch.
The GM segment was fine. They come out and wave and then go away.
Holla, holla, holla.
Number 12, Lake of Reincarnation pre-tapes. Oh, I would love to see those.
Oh, okay.
Bringing back old gimmicks from anybody on the show. I would like to see that.
Like an
13, a new segment.
You know what would have been funny? Sorry, if you were going to do people's old gimmicks. So, like, if you would have saw, like, Godfather different times through the show and he would have been
Papa
different.
Shango come out as a nation.
Like that would have been cool, like backstage, like if different people would have bumped into him as different gimmicks.
That would have been dope.
Like, hey, who are you? And he's meet somebody else. Okay, that would be cool. That's an idea. Undertaker could have came in on a motorcycle.
No.
You probably can't ride a motorcycle.
Undertaker
American badass Taker.
Yeah. 16. Undertaker could have worn old attire.
Oh, okay. I can see that, like the black hat, the black
the purple gloves.
The classic. Gotcha.
Tie.
I thought he was going to come out with Brother Love. I honestly thought he was going to come out with Brother Love.
That was, because that's how they
the
used to
the first time he came out was Brother Love. Was
Brother Love,
I thought. All right. Anyway, X-Pac could have given someone a Bronco Buster, 17.
The way he gave the one move he did do, it looked kind of stiff, though.
He was a little stiff on
he
that.
He looked
X-Pac.
A little stiff.
I think he got
Man,
that.
You gotta, I love X-Pac, but you got to realize like a lot of these guys are not in. Even though he looks like he's in good shape.
But X-Pac still wrestles on the indies.
He does.
Yeah, he has like light
But I'm
ring
sure
rust.
He does some other stuff on the indies, too.
Number 19, Christian had no 5-second pose.
Yeah.
No flash photography, no brood reference.
I was hoping Christian had a bigger spot.
They could have done
show.
The yeah.
Really
Christian
like
was
Christian.
Just a small piece of it.
I really
it.
Do like Christian.
Razor,
I
mean, Razor Ramon could have done a
reference.
Razor's
would have been good if Gangrel could have been there, but Edge. I mean, Edge wasn't
Gangrel
there.
Dead? Edge couldn't be there due to prior engagement.
Right, like if you
could have
got
Gangrel's
all
not dead.
If you could have got all three of them together, that would have been
Gangrel's
good.
Gangrel's not dead.
He's not.
He still wrestles.
He wrestles in the indies.
He has a wrestling school up in Vegas.
20. Austin could have assumed the role that would continue throughout the show. Okay.
That would have been
Wait,
dope.
Wait, how so?
I don't know. Like, Austin
what if he
could have been popping up.
Stuns Kurt Angle and takes over the GM for the night.
I was just about to say, what if we get an Austin GM?
Ah. Or him with the little cowboy hat he gives at the curtain. He starts playing the guitar.
That would have been cool. Funny.
Okay, that would have been Austin would have arrived in a vehicle. Okay.
Yeah, Austin would have pulled in the beer truck.
Come in on a four-wheeler.
It would be nice if he would have pulled up in like a, in like one of his like ATVs or the four-wheelers. Hmm. Yeah, that'd be dope.
22, the new day could have introduced the returning divas to Bootios and pancakes.
Not in today's climate.
Nah, maybe not. That's too,
I'm okay with that, though.
Too tough. I'll allow it. No. 23, Bischoff and Razor could have had a segment about the NWO and how this new group, the club, does the too sweet thing. Then they get interrupted by the club, who says it's theirs because of what it means to them. This puts Razor at a crossroads during that post-match segment with DX, and he eventually decides to join in with the too sweet thing, thus passing the too sweet torch.
It would have been better with Nash.
The too sweet torch.
That's the only problem. Yeah. Scott Hall by itself. Bischoff was a Goomba. There.
He was a stooge.
Yeah, like, without Nash, you can't really play. You need Nash for that to be cool.
And that was the only thing that was missing from that DX club segment. You know, like they had Scott Hall, but no Kevin Nash. And I know why he wasn't there, but you know,
this is the first time I've ever said, "Hey, man, where's Kevin Nash?"
Right.
First time I've ever said that
because you had all. I'm not a fan because you had all of DX, and they're like, "Oh, but we got to bring Scott Hall out." But Scott Hall don't have no association with DX.
But he had that dope ass like the red.
No, I know what the click is, but without Kevin Nash,
that was cool. That was nice.
Then it's not really the click. So
that's just true. All right, 24. Tori could have brought out Khloe.
Khloe
Kardashian.
Maybe like Khloe's her dog.
I think it was her dog.
And then the king would have said puppies.
It would have been more funny if it was Khloe Kardashian.
Definitely
and he
not.
Said puppies.
Yeah, puppies.
Yeah, I mean,
it's kind of creepy because he did say puppies, I think, during the.
All the time. Wait, did he say it last night?
I thought he said it briefly, and Ross was like,
oh, we don't do that no more. Number 25, most importantly, all returns could have come out to their old Attitude Era theme music. All right, that's fair. Maybe.
Did you watch the videos that WWE put out 25. With like the current superstars with the old Raw entrances or the old Raw?
Yeah, that was dope.
Very dope.
They did. I think the hype on this show was a little bit better than the actual show was.
Oh, the hype. Right. Yes.
Because they hyped it up a lot.
And I feel like the pops were better than the matches. But somebody said when.
It was a go home show.
When
too.
Godfather and,
yeah,
and
but
Mark
I think
Henry
because
bumped
it was,
into
it was
each other in the back.
Show.
That D-Lo should have been involved. Where was D'Lo Brown?
Yeah, I don't know. They should have called D'Lo.
Why wasn't D'Lo there?
They said it should have been D'Lo instead of Mark Henry in a segment with Godfather.
They could have brought the Nation back out. They were all of them were there.
Except Farouk
for
was there.
Yeah.
Well, APA is
that
their biggest his biggest gimmick.
Yeah, for having be you know? Farouk and then having be Ron Simmons.
What did you think of the APA gimmick that constantly went on?
Real quick, going back to Rock's thought.
Oh yeah,
because it was a go home show to the Royal Rumble. The fact that it was a hype show means Raw didn't play their hand for the Royal Rumble. That means it's going
to
be even more exciting when the Royal Rumble happens.
Yeah, because they didn't have to do those matches again. How they always.
We still don't know all 30 men, right?
No, they never tell you all 30 because you might get some surprises. Yeah.
Do we know how many they announced so far? It's probably online.
Maybe like 20 have announced right now. All right, so let's talk Royal Rumble. We just ran right into it. So let's do it. And for our last 10 minutes, we're going to do predictions. For the Royal Rumble.
Predictions.
All right. We don't even need to know who's in it. Yeah. But let's just go around the table and give me who do you think is going to win?
Yeah.
And one surprise you think is going to happen. One surprise.
Okay.
Last year, they didn't really have any surprises.
No.
I think Ty Dillinger was the only surprise at 10.
It was trash.
And like people got excited. They did, you know, they did that right.
Yeah, you know, he was good with the 10 stuff then. Now
I
he's
thought he
trash.
Had a run. Now he's like a jobber. But
hey.
Oh.
Enhancement talent.
Enhancement jobbers.
All right. No, nobody's a jobber. They're all enhancement. All right. So shout out to the best enhancement guy, or at least the one guy I think of when I think of enhancement.
Kurt Hawkins?
No. The original Kurt Hawkins, the Brooklyn Brawler.
Yes, he was there.
For getting two segments last night. Yeah. Big shout out to Brawler.
I'm Love surprised Brawler. His manager
he's,
didn't offer you a
he's
ticket.
He's a true
he was
friend
there too.
Of the show.
He
he's
did.
A
he talked to me about it. Brawler's a friend of the show. He came to our show out there. All right. So – let's go around the table. Who's winning? I think after this conversation we had, I pick Roman Reigns now.
That's what I was going to say after I said that. I was like, yeah, Roman's winning.
It completely changed my whole thing. I think it's Roman.
What about a surprise, though?
Are people going to be in the Royal Inn? Are people going to have more than one match? People can do whatever they want and having matches that night.
Oh, I'm sure
they can do whatever they want, because that's what happened last year. Roman got 30 last year, and I remember people were like, "Oh, this is when they're going to bring a special person."
That was a boo fest,
and they booed so hard. And Roman had a match. I forget who he fought, maybe Kevin Owens or something, and like played a rib spot really hard. Like, oh, he's really injured. He's really hurt. And then it was like, did it, and he comes back to the ring. And he's like limping again. And I'm like, why are you here? So anyway. All
right.
So it could happen. Anybody that's in a big match. Let's go through the whole card. Can you pull up the card? While I do the Royal Rumble card? Yeah.
Oh, okay. We know it's Brock, Braun.
Tag matches.
I was gonna say, why wouldn't it be Braun? But tag I know matches. Braun has another match, so
yeah, I feel
what's
like
opening the show? The women's Royal Rumble, you think? Do you have any?
The women's Royal Rumble is on the pre show?
I said opening the show. Opening the show.
Tag titles probably.
Broken Matt Hardy and
is that a match?
No, they haven't made
for
that
the pre-show.
They just did it at Manhattan.
The pre-show starts tomorrow. I don't got time for that. It's too much, man.
17 hours of
you said
of
they
wrestling.
Just did it in Manhattan. Like they won't do it. Like they won't run it right back. Yeah, run it back.
Nobody saw it. Do it again.
Rewind.
All right. So I think the surprise. I mean, I guess it's not much of a surprise since I just heard that these guys signed. But I think EC3 and Bobby Lashley.
Are they both signed?
I heard that they signed. Yeah.
Bobby Lashley.
I can't confirm. I didn't read anything about that yet, but I trust your judgment, man.
Are we going to see a Brock Lesnar Bobby Lashley program at some point?
I feel like you will. I feel like they're going to rush that guy to the top real quick cuz they missed out on a lot with him before.
Bobby Lashley?
Yeah, Bobby Lashley.
Oh yeah.
That's true. He's got talent. All right, that's my pick. I got Roman and my surprise is Lashley.
Okay.
You got the card?
I have the card.
All right. Teak, who you got? Who's winning?
Braun and a surprise Ricochet.
So Braun's going to lose the world title match, then come back and win this.
What if Braun won the world title match and then won the Royal Rumble?
There you go. Hot takes.
The world title match aren't going to be in it.
Nah, man. The Rumble is going to be before that. So he's going to go win the Rumble. And then he's going to go win the title.
No, they end the show with the Rumble, I believe.
Yeah, the women's Rumble.
Well, maybe. I just heard Stephanie McMahon is going to be on commentary for the Women's Rumble.
Which, cool. If you remember Michael Cole, if you remember JBL, they were on commentary and they entered the Royal Rumble. Remember?
That's right.
Remember?
Stephanie's going to be in the Rumble.
She's going to win.
I wouldn't put it past her. But I think a surprise Ricochet entrance.
Okay, that would have been my next pick. So you think Braun's winning it? I don't think Braun's going to be in it, personally.
Nah, but I got 30. In our pool, so
oh, man, I got like whoever. Six.
Dang.
Oh, I got to give you a number in our pool too.
Whoever wins,
on Facebook. Cool.
You can have
whoever
my number.
Wins is my number.
I did a random selection thing.
Nice,
but Rock, who's winning?
Winner of the Royal Rumble, I am going to say Roman Reigns, and the surprise of the night.
Bunch of Roman marks in the building
is going to be the debut in some capacity of Ronda Rousey.
Okay. In the female Rumble.
That's fair.
I thought we were talking about surprise entrances.
Anyone. What's the biggest surprise?
Is Jericho scheduled to do anything at Rumble?
Not according
to
nobody.
He could be
a surprise entrance in the Rumble.
He could be in it.
Jericho does what he wants.
He's the 60-minute man,
like,
baby.
I think I'm free.
Jericho in the Rumble is not a bad thing.
No.
That's dope.
He's a 60-minute man.
He'll get a great, enter the Rumble.
He'll get a great pop.
Shout out to Hal of Tyson Fights. He said the one person he does not want to win more than anybody, the only person he'll be mad if they won. Take a guess.
Roman, because that's too obvious.
It's a SmackDown person.
Randy Orton?
Sweet. Yep. Randy Orton. Who are you going to say?
I was about to say No Chin Music. What's that guy's name?
Ellsworth.
He don't work.
I say Ellsworth is coming back in a Rumble.
That wouldn't even make me mad. I'd be like, okay, what are they going to do here?
No Chin Music.
But he was like, Orton will make me mad because it's like, why?
He won last year. And
everybody else is like, okay, maybe. Like gender. Like, Shinsuke. Okay, maybe.
No, God, not gender.
You know. It'll be interesting if one of those guys, if Elias wins. You're like, what are they going to do?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That wouldn't be as surprising, though, if Elias wins, because he's pretty hot right now.
They're high on Elias.
Yeah,
that
wouldn't surprise me.
He's so hot right now, he's going to get his own special.
I don't like him.
Called One Night with Elias.
On the network?
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna like follow him around. So you know you're getting a segment on the network.
Oh wow!
I mean that's a rocket strap.
Hey, you guys are on the Elias train?
No, I am.
Are you? What does WWE stand for?
Walk
with Elias.
I like him, man. He's got a great size. His move is dope. Mm-hmm. Like he can work.
Weed eat.
I'm a mark for the guitar spot. You know what I mean? I always love the guitar. Like, blast him with a guitar. Yeah, boom!
Now that he started doing that, that's cool. Somebody, I think it was G1, was telling me the other night. He was like, man, we needed somebody else to hit people with guitars since Jared isn't there.
No Jared, but, no honky tonk, man. Like, we need, every generation has a
guitar. You know, and especially because the chair blows up, you know, when you hit somebody with it. It's like the chair shots to the back get old.
I'm sorry?
Jake Roberts.
I love how the guitar goes, Jake Roberts, you know, it just blows up.
He had a show during that weekend. He did a one man show. I think it was with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson. Before they had a show with a Brooklyn basketball team.
The Nets.
Yeah.
I might go see. He has another one the night before.
Are they coming here?
Rumble in Philly.
Yeah. And Rand, you're going to Rumble, right?
I'm not technically going to Rumble unless something amazing
happens.
Oh, but
you're
going to
be in Philly.
But I'll be
for
in
Rumble.
Philly. I have a show Friday.
Okay.
But I'll be around. We're doing a Smash Brothers Royal Rumble at my
show. That's cool.
We're going to reenact it in Smash. Good. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Did you pick your winner?
I have not.
Neo X, what you got?
All right. So my pick for the Royal Rumble, I want Shinsuke Nakamura to win.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Because he's my fave. And for a surprise appearance, I actually want... Roderick Strong to come to the main roster from NXT.
Okay.
Just because he's been floundering at NXT. But if he comes up to the main roster, he could probably do some work. Mm. He'll probably stay in the mid card, unfortunately, but
I should have said Daniel Bryan.
That's an idea. That's one of the favorites.
That is a lot of people are talking
about. The Vegas
favorites
are Daniel Bryan.
He's going to be number 30.
Ronda Rousey.
You know how loud that place is going to get if he comes out at number 30?
Or it's going to be CM Punk.
Man. We can always hold out for CM Punk.
That'd be an insane pop too.
I think EC3 is another famous,
name.
He's like a pick. Name, yeah, another pick.
Not to win, though.
Is EC3 main roster or NXT?
Just the debut.
To pop up.
Is he main roster or NXT, though, EC3?
I think EC3 is main roster ready because he is he's a great talent on Impact.
I feel like
do WWE fans know about EC3?
To a degree.
Okay. I'm not familiar.
Yeah. To a degree.
Normally you know, right? Because like when Leo Rush got hired, they said that he was going to like the Performance Center. Yeah, not to NXT. He had to train somewhere first, right?
They do say sometimes.
They say.
Yeah.
I think that's how you know because he didn't have his debut match for a while.
No, Ricochet went to the Performance Center, quote unquote.
Did he?
Yeah.
But like last year's Royal Rumble, you remember like Jack Gallagher. He was a 205 guy that made it to the Rumble.
He did.
So that just goes to show you. I mean, I'm thinking they'll probably put two of the 205 guys in, maybe two or one NXT guy, and then the rest could be like main roster.
I'm surprised they had Ricochet go to the Performance Center unless they're like, hey, we need to tone down some of this high flying.
He needs to go to the promo school.
He's got
to
learn how to talk.
You need to learn this WWE style.
No, he got to talk. That's all.
Yeah, he just needs to learn promos. He does everything else.
Oh, they teach all that there. So,
yeah.
He needs to go to
the Dusty Rhodes School of Promos, baby.
Oh, gotcha.
Hard time.
All right. What else we got on?
Hard times.
What else is happening on this card? Let's go through the predictions.
Yeah, let me give you the matches for 2018. Royal Rumble. We already went through the men's Royal Rumble match, which is good. Did you want to take a second to go to the women's Royal Rumble match?
Oh yeah, yeah. All right.
Just a winner and an entry. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, now you know the two. Go ahead and say them.
Nah, it's too. To me, well, the champions are probably not going to be in it. So
nope, they're not
right. So
and Carmella already has Money in the Bank.
So who's
winning? I gotta say Nia. It's got to be Nia.
Nia.
That's the only one I'll accept.
Surprise entrance. New or
Stephanie.
Old. Stephanie McMahon. What's your take?
Asuka and Ronda Rousey.
Asuka and Ronda. What you rock?
Asuka winning the Rumble.
Winner, Nia Jax. Surprise entrance, Trish Stratus.
I'm just riding that lane where I want Sasha Banks to win. I want Sasha to win. And I was thinking, hopefully Beth Phoenix makes a surprise entrance.
Okay.
Ish.
Okay.
Man, they're gonna gang or up and throw Nia Jax out the ring.
I love Kairi Sane. That's who. If she could just be in there, just to kind of just toss people around, that'd be dope.
I think.
I thought you would have said her because that's your girl, man. Yeah, but yeah, I think she'll come up.
That was my split. That was my split because I think I would
not
like
come up
Beth
to the main roster,
through,
but I think that she'll just
be a surprise entry.
Rumble.
But yeah, Kairi Sane would be another one of my.
That would be cool.
You think Kairi ready to come up?
Nah.
How many more matches are there?
She'll just be in Rumble.
The next match would be. The Usos versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. Two out of three falls match for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champions.
I hope they go out there and put a clinic
on. That's probably going to be the match of the night.
They're kind of hot on Gables and Benjamin right now.
You know, Shelton's good for a high spot or two. Shelton's going to do something.
I don't think they're ready to get in the straps.
They were hyping up that
Usos are on fire.
They were hyping up that Gable his finisher,
it's that rolling bridge suplex. I forget what they call it.
That is pretty dope.
It's beautiful. I don't think they're ready, but
they could drop him as punishment for homie getting the DUI.
They get the DUI.
I don't think they're
giving him the punishment because they're still putting the Usos over and Naomi over for that sweepstakes for the
the mixed match.
No, the win a date with them to go to Universal Studios.
They didn't
take one of them away. So it's kind of like, okay, well, he's probably going through the motions of getting it settled.
There could be contractual obligations on that side of things, though.
Universal, he can
get a fine.
But it's okay.
Because he's probably paying a fine for the DUI.
It's a good match for Chable.
Yes.
For Chable.
Chable.
Yeah. Yeah. Chable. Gable and Benjamin to lose. It's okay.
Two out of three means they go to the third fall.
Exactly. So they get one and they get one. And then it goes down to the wire and then Usos win.
How much time do they get? Because time's going to be a factor on this show.
If they throw them on first, they're going to burn it down. They're going to kill it.
So as long as you know they're in a situation where they're going to get a win in this, then it's like.
I just hope we don't get three falls in like 12 minutes.
I would like to see Chad Benjamin. I'm sorry.
Can't nobody say their name right.
I like to see Chad Gable.
Chable.
And Shelton Benjamin. lose the first win. Lose the first fall with a DQ. Hit him with chairs or hit him with some foul play. And then thereafter, they lose that round and then take both.
Okay, I can see that.
What else we got on the card?
Next is Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan versus Cesaro and Sheamus for the WWE Tag Team Champions.
It's crazy because as much as I love the Bar, I really just want them to kind of move on from this feud.
Yeah,
but the Bar is going to win though.
It makes sense for the Bar to get these belts off of these two guys.
Did you read the story? I saw an article somewhere saying there could possibly be a Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan at Mania,
like versus each
other. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I heard that
they need something for Seth to do.
The word was Jason Jordan is injured. Is he? Why I feel like they're going to lose the straps.
He didn't work a couple. He didn't work two shows over the weekend because of an injury, but he hasn't been listed as hurt. Is what I read.
They might just take him off.
And what they did, you know, at 25, they didn't do anything. They were just in the.
Was he there?
Yeah, they did the peep show with
I didn't see the peep show.
Jason Jordan was getting booed out the building.
Yeah, he was getting killed, and then they didn't fight. Like they had a little scuffle with the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rollins did the springboard elbow, and then they moved, and then he hit Jordan. So to give them some dissension,
I could see Jason Jordan doing something stupid to cost them the titles.
Yeah.
And then that sets up. Yep.
Okay, I could see that.
And that, I mean, honestly, I like to see just Roman, and Seth give them the tag team titles, and then that way, you know, Roman can be tag team and an intercontinental.
Let him freebird it.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Shield needs some gold. They need some momentum. The Shield is all scattered right now.
Pretty much.
So that'd be weird if both Roman and then them two dropped all the gold. So then the team has no gold.
They'd have to build themselves back up once Dino comes back.
It'll take a while because Dean's gonna be out a minute.
All right.
What else we got?
The next match would be AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. So I'm thinking AJ's gonna retain it because obviously WWE champions is bullshit.
Nah.
So, and since Kevin Owens is injured, quote unquote, AJ goes for the knee, takes him out of commission, kills Sammy, retains the title, babyface pop.
I can't see that one going that long.
Yeah.
Either.
But Sami Zayn won. He won the match at SmackDown versus AJ Styles.
He pinned AJ.
And that was a really good match. He pinned him clean in the center. Clean. in the center. Okay.
But that's to hype you up, you know, just like Brock has been getting trashed every show, but you know he's going to.
Is that the next match, Brock?
The next match is Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman and Kane.
I want Kane to win so bad. I just want a and one
on
day.
A high note.
It would be dope.
And on I want a one note. Day Kane yes. run.
And he retires.
And then he just retires
That'd
with the strap.
Amazing.
That'd be dope. He deserves it. I mean, that for the work he's put in.
He deserves it.
Yeah. But I think, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want to see a one day run. If they don't want to let Brock, if they don't want to let Braun get it yet, then why not?
I wouldn't be mad.
He could easily lose it in Fastlane.
Brock can beat him, get it right back.
Yeah, he can lose it in Fastlane. No
I think Kane would get a crazy pop if he won the strap because no one's expecting that.
They don't expect it. Yeah. Could be cool.
I agree, man. That'd be cool. All right. One.
Well, but let's not go with what we want to happen. Yes. What's going to happen in that match?
Oh.
You think it's Braun?
I think Braun.
You standing by that?
Yeah, I'm going to stand by Braun. Take
Braun's
it
moment is at Mania.
It's going to be Brock after he takes his rest outside the ring.
A little catnap.
Yeah, he's going to get put through
a little
table.
12-minute catnap.
Like before the bell rings, he's going through a table.
And
he's going to rest.
As he's walking up, he gets assaulted.
Something like that.
He's going to be on his phone underneath a table, and then he's going to be like, oh, wait, I got to get back in the ring.
He's going to be eating a Jimmy John sandwich and beef jerky.
He's gonna,
right.
He's going to magically pass out next to a sandwich and some jerky.
They're going to deliver it to him. You know, they're freakishly fast. He's going to be.
During the match. Freakishly fast. Sandwich. Yeah, I mean, I think it's, to me, clear that if they ever take this belt off Brock, it has to be at a major event.
And has
I think
to be.
And Rumble's the second biggest,
it's,
arguably.
It's part of the big four.
I agree. So it's probably the second biggest show of the year.
That or SummerSlam. So, I think it's Brock.
And I think they have to do, this show has to be big.
The thing is, also is that Braun is in that atmosphere right now. He's in that space where he don't need the title. So you
he
know.
Doesn't need a title. He's way over.
Well, that's what you were saying. Like,
and you don't want to push somebody too fast. I think they're worried about the too fast thing. Where,
yeah,
like,
he's still got a lot of
time.
You do
it too fast,
know?
The crowd can turn on you. These fans are fickle. You know what I mean? They pushed Roman to the top super fast, and people didn't like it. Oh, you know.
Fans want Braun to have the title. We're rooting for him to get the title, but he's fun right now with whatever he's doing. Like, he's...
It might be kind of better if he doesn't, so he can continue to be all like angry Braun and destroys everybody.
Yeah, if he gets screwed out of it,
you know,
and
he
can
just
be
got,
mad,
he just
yeah.
got
yeah.
to get
the
these tan shirts. So you know he's known for
basically crying, for lack of a better word, because he's not getting his way. He's getting fired.
You're right.
So he's causing mayhem, throwing a fit. So
he's like Baby Huey.
So he can't win. He has to keep whining.
And what if Braun doesn't win that match? And then he ends up taking out somebody that's supposed to be in the Rumble. He enters, and then he wins.
That could happen.
Head Booker over here.
Taking out
it's
his gonna
be
frustration
like a 205,
on the Rumble.
Like, Daivari's going to be about to come out, and then Braun's going to come behind him, throw him through a table. I'm in the Rumble.
He takes his paper
ticket. You going to get these hands.
He's going to be in the Rumble. He's going to be 31. He's just going to force. He's going to say, hey, if you don't put me in the Rumble, I'm going to destroy this semi-truck. $12 million.
Oh, my God.
$12 million.
They're worth $12 million.
Okay. Kurt Angle's so
I'm
trash,
glad y'all
bro.
Talked about that.
Kurt Angle is
okay,
so
Braun,
trash,
Okay, Stephanie said that you can be in the Rumble.
You can be 31. Okay, okay. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My thought is if he takes this title, hopefully it's going to change his attitude and hopefully be like a fighting champion.
Maybe. He's going to fight. He'll be a fighting non-champion.
It's better to see him. I think right now we're more excited about seeing him lose and seeing what destruction he'll cause.
Yeah.
So for that reason,
it's
I don't
fun.
Think he's winning.
He's one of the guys whose chase is fun to watch.
Exactly.
But he's not.
Let him keep chasing.
I don't know.
He'll get it.
Doesn't even look like a chase. It looks like a pouty tirade.
It's like a dangerous tantrum.
Right.
He's still chasing. Tantrum. He's like Brock is like out of his reach and Kane is in his way right now. So he's like, I gotta fight somebody.
Yeah,
else
did you like
this.
That when they were both in the ring when Brock was gonna come out and they're looking at each other like, I don't know if I should turn my back to you.
Like I don't know what to do. Oh man. All right, so that's gonna wrap up our show for this week. If you got anything you want to add to the conversation, you know how to find us. We're on the Twitters at Matt Mania Podcast. We're also on Instagram now at Matt Mania Pod. We cut it short. So come through, give us a like, give us a share. As always, you can find us on iTunes. Give us that 5-star frog splash. And show your boys some love.
That 6-star Meltzer rating.
As always, we're all over the internet. I'm on Twitter at Megaran.
I am on Twitter at Matt Mania Pod.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Still.
EOX runs the Matt Mania Podcast.
He's got an Instagram, though.
Give him a shout.
Yeah, I do got it. It's
he got
the same
Instagram.
Deal. Yeah, Neo X.
Neo X.
Get at me.
Rock Knowledge.
Yes. Catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Rock Knowledge, R-O-K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E. And also every Sunday morning, midnight to 4 o'clock, or two, man, get it right, Rock. 2 to 4 in the morning. Once y'all leave the club on a Saturday night, pop us in. We're on 2 to 4. We got you, 101.1 The Beat, Rhyme and Reason Radio.
Yeah.
Teak. Yeah, you can catch me online at Teak_Hall on Twitter and on Instagram, Teak Hall on Facebook, and I kind of run the Matt Mania Pod Instagram, so, you know, if you got questions or whatever on that, are you hitting us up? I'll probably answer you on that.
DMs is open. All right, so, yeah, holler at us anyway. We all over the place, and we're on Facebook, too, at Matt Mania Podcast.
We also have
We got a group on there.
I made a group, so we got plenty of ways to keep the combo going.
A lot of wrestling going on.
Remember, too, everyone, we got our pro wrestling tee store that is up and running.
Yes.
So please start showing us some love. We definitely would appreciate that. I mean, new designs will be coming,
obviously. Yeah, we're going to get some new designs up there.
You know, how's the Patreon?
Patreon is doing well. That's Matt. That is patreon.com/bitsandrhymes. There's the pro wrestling tee store /Matt Mania or Matt Mania Pod. Also, yeah, you can always get at us, ask us any questions. We love to talk wrestling. Thank you so much for being here.
Cheer.
And we'll catch you on the flip. As always, you know what to do. Keep your shoulders off the mat.
Kick out.
Let's go.
And make sure you grab that bottom rope.
Or just cheat. All right, y'all. We are going. Yeah. See y'all in a little bit.
Cheer.